As for the rest of the GOP field, many of the candidates are in Iowa today, and so is NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne, who joins us. Hey, Don.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, how is the Rick Perry announcement, that news, playing where you are in Ames, Iowa?
Well, Iowa likes the fact that they're first, and people aren't particularly happy that Rick Perry stole a little of the spotlight from Iowa today. But still, these are conservative Republicans participating in this straw poll. They see Perry as a real conservative. So on the surface, they like him, but they also say, hey, we don't know anything about him yet. He's got to come to Iowa. He's got to do 4 or 5 town halls a day like candidates have to do. That's their take on it. So a lot of them are waiting. I talked to one guy who said, yeah, you know, when I came today, I was leaning toward Rick Perry, but he's not here, so I'm voting for Michelle Bachmann.
Ah, interesting. Well, Michelle Bachmann, this was supposed to be, in many ways, her day, her stage to sort of try and solidify herself as a front runner. Are you getting clues about what the outcome, what this vote will show in the straw poll?
Well, I can tell you, she had a huge, huge crowd at her tent. She had country singer Randy Travis there and the band Lone Star. But her speech, too, at the arena was packed with supporters. And again, give a listen to what she said, and you can hear the group that she is really targeting. Here she is.
In Iowa, we are social conservatives, and we will never be ashamed of being social conservatives.
Yeah, she's making no secret about who she's reaching out to. Well, someone else from Minnesota, former Governor Tim Pawlenty, is another Republican who's really gone all out in the straw poll.
And he's one who has been campaigning in Iowa since last year. So he is no newcomer. And unfortunately, the past month or so, the polls for him have been going the wrong way ever since Bachmann got in. He, though, has a great organization here. He's working it hard. And in this clip from his speech, you can get a sense of how hard he is trying right to the end.
We know what America needs. But unfortunately, Barack Obama has absolutely no clue. He is like a manure spreader in a windstorm.
Ouch. I guess a message tailored for a farm state.
You get a lot of farm analogies when you're talking Iowa politics.
Well, take us beyond Bachmann and Pawlenty. Any surprises in the rest of the field?
Well, here's the thing. There is a lot of buzz here for Ron Paul, the Texas congressman, the libertarian. And he always does well at small straw polls where it's just, you know, at a convention or this or that. But he's never been able to translate that popularity to a big straw poll. But I can tell you, he has a tremendous showing here and a tremendous spread on the grounds here. So he is certainly worth watching. People expect him to do well. The bigger surprise is former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
Again, signs everywhere and an unexpectedly large presence.
Well, you talk about country music and tents. What's the scene like? I mean, I have fond memories of being there, and it's really quite a party.
It's it is a crazy scene, you know, circus-sized tents where they're ladling up barbecue and everything else. But I am right now standing outside the Ron Paul tent. And David, there's one of those 25-foot-tall inflatable kids slides. You know, they climb up and they come sliding down.
Of course.
But the banner at the top says the sliding dollar. So kids are screaming for joy as they're sliding down. So even the kids area has a political message here.
Well, I hope you get a chance for a ride on the slide. That's NPR's Don Gagne.
Maybe not.
NPR's Don Gagne in Ames, Iowa. Thanks, Don.
A pleasure.